Chell Anderson is a North Shore naturalist. She lives here in Cook County and joins us periodically to talk about phenology, or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Chell.
Hello.
Well, people call them ghost plants, even corpse plants, probably because they're white and not green.
Yeah, those are a couple of kind of unusual names. Probably the more common name, at least around here, that I think is Indian pipe. And as you say, kind of an odd looking thing because it's all white. No green. Pretty unusual in our world, eh?
Yeah, and they look more like a mushroom. I mean, the consistency of the plant, but they're not.
No, they're not, but that you're right, that's a common kind of misperception, or you know, just based on looks people think, "Oh, it's some kind of a weird fungus among us," but not so.
What is it?
Well, it's one of more than 3,000 species of plants worldwide that do not do photosynthesis to make their way in the world. So whereas, miracle of all miracles, plants, the vast majority of them, eat light, these are non-photosynthetic plants. And they have figured out another cagey strategy for making their way in the world.
A different diet.
A very different diet, exactly. So everyone knows what we're talking about, in case they haven't got it figured out by now. The Indian pipe looks all white, and it is the shape of a smoking pipe at this time of year when it's all white and in bloom. And there are indeed flowers. If you look close, there is one flower at the end of the turned under pipe bowl, and everything is white unless the plant's been bruised or broken. You know, then it'll turn black or brown, but or as it matures, it will dry to a brown tone, a rich brown tone. But it's all white at this stage, and boy, there's a lot of them this year, and I couldn't tell you why, what it is about this year, but there are a lot of them. And they have their flower turned under, most likely because if it were turned up, facing up, then when it rained, the nectar would be diluted, so it wouldn't be as attractive to, you know, insects that they're trying to attract to pollinate them. Pollen would get wet, so it wouldn't adhere properly to insects that come to do the pollination. So that's turned under, facing down at this point in time. But once it's pollinated and it begins to mature, the whole bowl of the pipe actually bends back up. So by this fall, when, or if you see them, ones from last year still in the woods at this year, you'll see basically a brown, rich brown stem with that flower turned straight up. So it no longer looks like a pipe anymore. It's just one vertical stem with a flower at the end. And bract like leaves, they don't have leafy stems in particular. So the way that they make their way in the world without the benefit of being able to photosynthesize and without any chlorophyll in their tissues is that they fool fungi, soil living fungi, into believing that they're forming a mutualistic relationship with them, where the fungi is going to get something in return. And meanwhile, the fungi that they are fooling or pretending to be useful to has already formed a very mutualistic relationship with the roots of trees. The vast majority of our plants in the forest, in the world, form these what are called mycorrhizal associations with fungi, with soil-living fungi. And the fungi either are actually inside the roots of the plants, or they're growing around the outside of the roots of the plants. And the Indian pipe connect with that mycorrhizal fungi, which is getting fed by the plant that it's associated with. And it tricks the fungi into thinking that it's going to form a similar relationship with it. But it doesn't give anything back.
You know, Chell, sometimes you talk about plants as if they were animals. And you're doing that to me right now. So when we're saying trick,
yeah,
this is something that over eons has developed as a mutual relationship.
Yeah. Well, and in the case of this is a parasitic relationship. So this is a trick. This is not, there's no exchange here. This is a one-way transfer of energy. So let's say we're talking about a tree. A tree grows in the forest. It has this nice, very useful relationship with a mycorrhizal relationship with a fungi. And in the case of when we're talking about a threesome that includes the Indian pipe, we're talking about a fungi that's in the family of milk mushrooms. So these are very particular. The Indian pipe don't just form these tricked relationships with just any old fungi, any old mycorrhizal fungi even. These are just the milk mushrooms that they are associated with. And so a tree has that kind of a mycorrhizal relationship with some fungi in the milk mushroom group. And they're getting along just fine. The tree provides energy to the fungi. The fungi, in turn, helps the tree absorb water, vastly improves its effectiveness at absorbing water and nutrients, and in particular phosphorus. So there's this very useful relationship between those two organisms. Along comes the Indian pipe, and it pretends that it's going to make that sort of same connection with the mycorrhizal fungi that's attached to the tree. And the mycorrhizal fungi provides transfer of energy from the tree through it to the Indian pipe.
Now, I'm not going to ask you what happens when the mycorrhizal fungi figures it out, that it's been duped.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fungi propagate differently than seed plants do. Mm-hmm. But what you're talking about here is a plant that forms a flower and is pollinated. So that means that it's distributed by insects or something else. I mean, it doesn't just send out a runner.
No. So as I said, that the single flower that eventually is pointed straight up once it's maturing, and the seeds are maturing inside the fruit, so to speak, of the plant. As it dries out, gets brown and dries out, once the seeds are mature and fully developed, then the container that they're in splits open. It dries enough that it splits open. And then when an animal goes by and brushes it, or a wind, you know, kind of sweeps through, it has fine, tiny seeds that just can escape into the wider world.
Now, does that mean that the Indian pipe seeds got lucky? Or is there more of this fungi than we think there is?
There's a lot of it. I mean, in a healthy forest, the soil is just, there's so much we probably can't comprehend how much biomass of mycorrhizal material is in the forest soils.
Chell Anderson, botanist and plant ecologist, thanks for helping us understand Indian pipe.
Sure.